You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Friday, September 1st, 2017, week 217 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And since it's Friday, it's time for some Weave... No, it isn't. It's time for some Netflix recommendations. We just did some Weaviewed Reviewed.
We did.
Let's get into some Netflix recommendations. My recommendation this week is Catherine Ryan in Trouble. Stand-up special. I think this is probably the bridge that gets a lot of non-British people.
British-American bridge through an American-British person.
Well, she's Canadian. She's not Canadian. An American, but she talks like an American.
Hmm. Doesn't have any Canadian...
Canadianisms?
Yeah,
Canadianisms. I don't think so. Hmm. She talks about like...
So some Canadians speak like Americans? Is that...
I think she was like some sort of thing. Like she was like a news correspondent or something in Canada. So she like spoke mm-hmm. like an American.
Mm, okay. Glad you're like trained
yeah.
to talk different.
So, yeah, that was mine.
Okay. Mine is, my recommendation is The Defenders. It is, there's a lot of good stuff in it. I would set your expectations low watching it, make it more enjoyable. But it's good to see characters interacting with each other, which is, the story is very strange, but it starts off on a good note. And I think it's worth watching if you like most of these shows, because you get to see their first meetup, and it'll probably lead to better things, I would assume, in the future. So that's my recommendation.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, the fact that they've interacted like means you don't have to set them up to meet again. You can be like, oh, he can show up in a one episode or whatever. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how often they'll do that, actually. Probably not, like, a ton. But you have the possibility to do it.
Yeah.
So, like, a show like Iron Fist we didn't like, it's like, oh, we'll bring in Luke Cage for a couple things and be like, okay, cool. At least I get to see Luke Cage do stuff for a little bit.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah. So, keeping Iron Fist.
I like that dynamic the most.
Yeah, Luke Cage, Iron Fist.
Actually, no. Daredevil, Jessica Jones.
Oh, great. Yeah. Great. Those were really the two pairs that they kind of had.
Yeah.
And then I always liked the Luke Jessica thing was good from
before.
Didn't do like Luke Daredevil, did they? Really, like at all?
No.
Kind of.
Because he doesn't have a problem with him.
Yeah.
Because he's like, he's blind. He doesn't know what race is.
Yeah. Doesn't even know Luke Cage is black.
Yeah. He's like, I'm Luke Cage. That's like a normal name.
Everybody's name. Like Nick Cage. So Luke Cage. Yeah.
Johnny Cage.
Yeah.
So, I'll go fictional with this.
There you go. Assume. Any race can be Cage.
Yeah.
If we just establish it with three.
Yeah. That's why I'm going to change my name to Dhruv Cage.
Yeah. It's just, every race should have a cage.
Yeah. But yeah, I agree with you. I hope it does set up something.
Yeah. Because I think it. All these shows, I'm like, it has potential.
So we got Punisher.
We got Punisher. So that's
coming out next. So that's going to be good.
Good. And then we're getting Daredevil, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones next year. So that.
Reverse order, though.
Yes. But that's four shows I'm looking forward to that have nothing to do with Iron Fist. So
yeah.
that's a good thing.
So that's something.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, what's his name? The guy who plays him said he already started working out and prepping for Iron Fist season two.
So the
and
good
he
thing-
already got the fight choreography. So that means he can. He's more prepared now than he was for the first season.
Yes, to cut it some slack, it's like they literally...
They changed the showrunner. They changed everything pretty much.
Yeah, and they literally filmed this right after Iron Fist, so they don't have enough time to adjust and pivot and really do anything different. I feel like it was also rushed, the Iron Fist thing, because they were trying to come up with the idea forever, and they just waited the last second. They're like, we got to do this, and they did it.
Even to change the casting for the main character the last second, everything.
So that's everything going against them. With time, it can really only get better. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to see it get worse. I can't imagine where it's worse. So I'm hoping it can't be worse.
Yeah.
So, and then hopefully we get a costume at some point, because that's what everyone's clamoring for. Just give them a costume, even if you're doing dumb things. Just somehow a costume seems like it'd make it better. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's pretty dumb, but I don't want to see it anyway. It's just weird having Daredevil run around with a costume and everyone's just like, nope.
Just regular clothes.
Yeah. I feel like if you get two and two, balance it out, you're like, at least that looks aesthetically like it makes sense.
Yeah, but two of those characters famously don't have costumes at all. Like,
yeah.
We need Iron Fist to be in a costume.
That's what I'm saying. You got to balance it.
Yeah.
then
but it's weird because everyone knows who he is.
That's the story wise, it makes no sense.
And he also tells Colleen brings it up in the show. She's like, oh, he's quick to tell everyone that.
Exactly. That he's like, telling Iron Mortal, I'm Danny Rand. I'm Iron Fist. Like, he tells everybody that. Yeah. But why, then why would he ever wear a costume? Like, they're not going to give me a logical reason he wears a costume. Like, find me a logical reason. It doesn't exist, I don't think.
Unless it's like something like Daredevil's costume where it prevents him from getting stabbed and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Preventative measure, maybe.
Because they are the only two that can get hurt.
Yeah, so it's possible they could give me that kind of reason.
There you go.
The mask is just like, oh, well, didn't the Iron Fist, like, in the flashback in the first Iron Fist, like, wear a similar costume to that? So maybe that's what it is. It's like, oh, this is just the
historical
traditional costume, garb of the Iron Fist. So that could be a good reason.
Yeah. Okay. On Netflix today, Amoris Peros, which I think is Lovely Dogs or something, Dog Love, maybe? City of God, Dead Poets Society, Deep Blue Sea, Disney's Hercules, Disney's Mulan, Fracture, Gangs of New York, Gone Baby Gone, High Risk, Hoodwinked, Hotel for Dogs, Jaws, Jaws 2, Jaws 3, Jaws of Revenge, Little Evil with Adam Scott, where he's like the father of Satan or something, where he finds out his baby's the devil. No, that's a different movie. This one is something.
Like, I don't know what the Adam Scott movie is.
It's a Netflix original.
Okay.
Pulp Fiction, Requiem for a Dream, Resurface, She's Gotta Have It, The B-Side, Elsa Dorfman's Portrait Photography, The Last Shaman, The Lost Brother, The Rugrats Movie, The Secret Garden, The Squid and the Whale. Who the fuck is that guy? This is the last movie. Tomorrow, Vincent and Roxy. Let's get into some Freestyle Friday.
Freestyle.
How was your week?
Let's see, this week... nothing too memorable. Let's see. I don't know. Bunch of work. Yeah, bunch of work and then just the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Just hanging out. But, yeah, nothing really too
crazy.
Yeah. But what have you been up to this week?
Went on some raid battles.
Sweet.
That's the most exciting thing, I think, was the raid battles.
Mewtwo's coming out soon.
Yeah, Mewtwo's supposed to come out on Friday.
Today. Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Allegedly. That's what people are theorizing.
Ah. I don't know how people come up with these theories because they're so,
well, it's because, like, the event for the
legendaries other ones ending end so on the
Thursday, so we assume.
Want to piggyback on it.
Keep people playing the game. Don't make them go too far for too long.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it, I think. I haven't really been doing much.
Yeah.
Just been trying to chill out.
Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah. We're still recording. Yeah, I'm planning on going to the Angels game today, but watch Game of Thrones later.
Yeah. I'm going to drink a bunch of red wine and watch Game of Thrones.
Do your Cersei
Lannister drink. Impression, yeah. So, yeah, that's about it, I think. That's not too. We watched the fight.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. I was entertained by all the earlier fights, too.
Yeah.
So that was cool, too. Like,
it and it's fun when you're not watching it with anyone who's, like, too serious about it. Like, we were serious about the last fight, but, like...
Yeah. Yeah, we it was like, fun. I liked the group of people because we weren't, like, fighter fans specifically.
Yeah.
It was, like...
So we could, like, throw jokes about the guys and stuff like
we
that.
Were, like, the target audience for who are those other people watching the fight that normally wouldn't watch
that
a fight.
That normally wouldn't watch the fight, yeah.
We're all those people.
Yeah.
So that was...
Especially with boxing. Like, I don't understand boxing at all. Like, the rules are weird.
Yeah.
And it rarely ends with knockout, and I think that's my problem with it.
Yeah. It's like you can't even. Punch it. Like, are they even fighting?
Yeah.
Half the time.
I was like, how is he getting points for just touching the guy?
Yeah. It's like a clean shot is different than like a body shot. Oh, it's weird. I don't know what's going on when I'm watching the fight, but yeah, it's a good time.
I went to the comic book store after Dunkirk on Friday.
Yeah.
And because there's a comic book store near us that does Mini Club where they sell you a miniature for 25% off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you paint it, and when you bring it back painted, they do a photo with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you come back to pick it up, they give you another mini for free.
Yeah.
So to me, it's just like, that's a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to compare mine, which I'm like not a good painter.
Yeah.
To people who are
professionally done one,
like,
or
more
skilled
ones.
Yeah.
So last month, they did it with the Stranger Things wizard. Mm-hmm. And they sold out the day, like it was like Friday, and the it's supposed to be done on Sunday, and I went on Friday, and they're like, we don't have it.
It's like it already.
I was like, it's been up for 3 months, and I was like, well, you posted it today, and they're like, that was an ad when we ran on Facebook. So then why are you running ads on Facebook?
So why are you being so condescending about this?
Yeah, I still picked up some stuff and then painted that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm excited for this one. And I have until October to do it, so.
Cool. That's coming up. That's quick. One month away. Or all of October.
Like, yeah, I don't know. I think it's October 20th or something.
Yeah.
So it's like, got a good amount of time to paint it.
That's still pretty.
Probably start today.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, I'm really excited for that. But it was weird because it was like, the store closed at 11:30 on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
And they do like a magic.
Super late. That's crazy.
Magic the Gathering tournament.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, this is strange. And I was like talking to one of the guys because I was asking him. He was looking at the paints too. And I was like, oh, like, are you like that experienced at painting?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, not too much. And I was like, well, I just found out this stuff exists. Like, how easy is that to use with like the regular paints? And he's like, oh, like you should be able to get away with just using regular paints instead of buying like the specialty paint. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. And I was like, it just requires a little more technique.
Cool.
Like, cool. But then he just started wanting to keep on talking. And I was like, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I didn't want to get this involved in a conversation.
Yeah. So yeah, that was probably the most exciting thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then today I'm going to clean up and paint.
Mm.
And that's about it. That's nothing too exciting. I can't think of anything crazy exciting recently.
Yeah. It's kind of a winding down.
I watched
down.
A car chase on Facebook, which I was like, this is how the future is going to be, I think, for news.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a...
It was like live feed straight from the helicopter. It wasn't even from the TV.
That's cool.
It was weird because like there was silence.
I need to start looking at that because a lot of people like watching car chases.
It was weird because like I forgot someone commented on it and that's how it popped up. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to make it happen again.
Yeah, so. It popped up. You didn't search it out or something.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Nope.
Yep, got nothing.
I found out my phone was on Do Not Disturb from yesterday.
Oh, was
the fight.
It? Oh, really? Yeah.
I put it on Do Not Disturb during the last fight, and then I kept it on the whole night.
Oh, really?
And I woke up.
With a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, and I was like, oh.
It's like, oh, I didn't expect that.
But that's how life goes.
It happens. At least no one spoiled no one spoiled the fight.
No one spoiled the fight.
That was good.
Yeah. So. That's it. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.